the context within which the customer works, how the customer uses the product, what else they use in and around the product they're using. But they understand intimately the needs of their customers by staying very, very close to them. So they know when a change is coming. Okay. The opportunity register idea, I'm not going to go into it in detail. You can get some more information on this from my slides at a later stage if you like. But basically, it's just a systematic register of all opportunities. It's a database. So you systematically keep records of what opportunities exist in the marketplace. Closeness to the customer is critical in this. So a customer talks to a salesperson, tells them that they're interested in or we're changing the way we do business. That comes back into the opportunity register. Is this an idea commercially viable for us to work on in the future? So it's just really a database. There are different types of opportunity for redesigning your products or services. For example, Nokia mobile phones. A mobile phone was a phone device. They then started to introduce new features because they recognized that young people using mobile phones have a lot of desires. And they integrated a camera into the phone. There's lots of examples from mobile phones. Differentiating your products or services. From making standard candles, another company created very niche products by differentiating themselves by saying, okay, we now have the festive candle, we have the outdoor candle that keeps the bugs away. Getting very specialized, differentiating the product ranges. Segmenting the market in a different way, like using the behavior of people to segment rather than typically the way we segment markets or marketeers segment markets. They'll say, we'll go by age profile, or we'll go by gender, or by geography, and the products are geared around that. It's now getting much more sophisticated. You need to start thinking about behavior. And for example, insurance there, online insurance availability for execs compared to the bureaucratic set of paperwork that you would have to go and be interviewed for and so on. Reconfiguring the market, changing the rules of the game. Usually only a possibility open to the very large players, big companies. But we saw that when Dell came in with their product offering, what did they do? They cut the whole middle out of the market. And from manufacturing, they went directly into the home, directly to the consumer, cutting out the retail stores, the agents in the middle, the consultants, chop, gone. Rules of the game completely and utterly changed. And then developing breakthrough competencies is developing skills and capabilities that nobody else has. And that's another way of creating opportunities. Okay. I'm going to wrap up now. That's just an idea of a database. And I'm going to go to a final slide, which is a summary, or second but last slide, which is a summary on tips for entrepreneurial thinking and being more entrepreneurial in business. Focus on growth and goals. As we said, the framework is critical to entrepreneurial activity. You've got to know what the boundaries are and what the end vision and goal is. Everybody in the organisations needs to understand that. Continuously scan the environment and the marketplace. So constantly watching for changes and opportunities from customers, from markets, and so on. Staying close to the customer, living within the customer's context and understanding what customers need at all times and how that's going to change. Staying close to employees, providing the climate and the culture. And a critical thing that I didn't mention within entrepreneurial companies is the whole ethos of trust. You can imagine in 3M, if they're saying to somebody, okay, 15% of your time, you just go away and do whatever you like. There has to be an enormous level of trust. Because if those people taking 15% of time, the cost, 8,000 of them, so there's an enormous level of trust needed. So the whole concept of culture, climate, and the incentives and rewards that you provide for employees in the business is critical.